I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest is the frontman for the Southern rock band who have built a huge following by touring relentlessly, selling out shows across the U.S. and Europe. His name is Charlie Starr. The band is Blackberry Smoke. Their latest EP, Live from Capricorn Sound Studios, featuring covers of classic songs by the Allman Brothers, the Marshall Tucker Band, Wit Willie and Little Richard, is out now. And they've recently announced a trio of live streaming concerts, starting this Wednesday night, as they perform on the stage of the legendary Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee. Please welcome Blackberry Smoke frontman and friend of the show, Charlie Starr.
Brother Charlie, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
You know what? It's I feel like we're approaching some closer sense of normalcy, like normalcy. Like I see that you guys are doing a drive-in show, a stadium show. We've got the Ryman show this Wednesday. So every time I see something that's a little more normal, I feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, you know, any port in a storm, right? Well, we went and did a few drive-in shows in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and it was just unbelievable. That's funny to say, or to even think that would feel at all normal. But man, it came at just the right time. I think we were all just about to implode.
How good did it feel to fire up that sound, that Blackberry Smoke big, warm, comfortable sound, and just let it ring out? I mean, because it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. We got into a room and rehearsed, and it was just heavenly. And I could have been okay with that every day, you know. But
yeah.
But then to go and play for people, I didn't know what to expect, you know, because there's a division, you know, between the stage and the audience, larger than ever before. But it was okay. I mean, people were, you know, they were hanging around their cars and they were partying and having a good time. And, you know, the occasional person would run up to the stage and security would have to come grab them. And it was fantastic. But
great.
I will say this, and this is for the people of Cape Cod, the people who live around that drive-in, shame on you. And I say that because before we got there, it was a couple of days, they had been having a summer concert series, and people started calling the cops, complaining about the noise.
Ugh.
And I thought, are you kidding me?
The noise.
We've all been locked down for 6 months and you can't let a concert happen without calling the cops.
And even worse, a safe one.
That, yeah.
That's what's even crazier to me. I'm like, you know, it isn't like they were using the noise thing as an excuse because they were stopping a super spreader event. You're talking about a drive-in
exactly.
show.
Yeah, and here is what we were told. Like my buddy Marcus King played there on Friday. And then we played on Sunday. I think that's the way it shook down. But I called, I just happened to be talking to him about a guitar, and I said, what's going on? He goes, man, because they had been out doing pretty much the same drive-ins. It's like a circuit now, you know?
Right.
And he said, man, we just played this one in Cape Cod, and they made us turn everything off. You know, basically, he said, I was able to keep one amplifier on, but it had blankets around it, and it was pointed toward the ground and all this ridiculous stuff.
Ugh.
He's like, yeah, the drummer was tuning a snare drum in the afternoon, like 2 p.m., just hit the snare drum, and the cops got called immediately. And it's like, whose life is that miserable? That we're not all miserable enough
right.
being locked down and not be able to play live music, but you got to call the police. Holy cow. Anyway.
But no, so no listen, I can see how mad you get. That was the show, though.
Yeah, but we had to, we did it. We went and played, and we had to switch to an acoustic format, which were some people who didn't understand. But, you know, they're like, what's going on? And so I took it upon myself to explain to them the reason why is because of these people that live in these houses right here. That's why. And hopefully their housing got rolled or egged.
Because it is true, man, because I'll take whatever I can get at this point. Like, I'm excited to see you guys live from the Ryman just because it's hallowed ground. You know, it's a remarkable place. And I do prefer live in your face, the feel of the pressure against you from the amplifiers and the PA. Getting to see a band like you, like Blackberry Smoke and the Ryman, even online, the live stream show, it's fantastic. It's live. It's real.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't really know about, you know, how everything was going to shake down. I mean, you know, it's a new world with the live streaming and all of that. And I know there are some fans that we have that don't have good Wi-Fi, you know, and so those people or don't have Wi-Fi at all.
Yep.
So those people might be, you know, kind of left out in the cold a little. But one good thing about this streaming service and tons of them, of course, is it's streamed live, of course, real time. And then after 48 hours, it's archived and you can go and watch it again. Or it's, so it's there for, you know, if somebody's got, you know, not the best Wi-Fi or whatever.
I've become pretty adept at stealing Wi-Fi. Like, I've learned where the spots are. Like, I'll go in my car with an iPad and drive to somebody's parking lot. I'll go outside of the apartment building and go, somebody's unlocked. Here we go. You know, there's a way to go. Boy, if you have to boost some Wi-Fi, and I will tell you in these weird times, there's a lot of things I've learned I do that I hadn't done before.
Go sit in Starbucks parking lot.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You, if you're just trying to show, Charlie Starr's with us and that. I mean, your ears should have been burning about a week ago. I was at a friend's 50th birthday, Troy Milner, and he has been with Bruce Springsteen 17 years. He was his sound guy. And And so I was there with he and Joel and Jeremy's surprise party. One of the band members from Florida Georgia Line, one of the guys they hired to come out on the road with them, like Garth Brooks, his tour manager, that sweet lady. I can't remember her name now. But we were listening to Blackberry Smoke. Like, we went through like three records talking about you guys.
Wow.
And
well, that's crazy.
Yeah, no.
Fantastic.
I thought it was just really nice, dude. Just that understanding of like, yeah, no, that's another great band. Like, we were talking about bands that we all feel just deeply about, and it was a great conversation, a great cross-section of good weirdos, man, with just a lot of great stories.
Yeah, well, that's great, man. I know a guy named Joe who is his Springsteen's tour photographer for the last 20 years, and boy, he's got some stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, it's funny, man. You really do, in these times, like, when the thing you love is music, like, it's what you love, it's what most people really love, and I might be abnormal in my love of live shows. It's just since I was a child. It's all I ever wanted to go do. And, you know, when it's taken away from you, everything changes. Everything changes in the sense, like, even those stories we were telling each other, different things about rock and roll, things we'd seen or done, I found myself a lot more focused on what the other person was saying, like, just taking in that memory from them, just listening to that story, like, really? So then what did he do, you know? You can connect. If there's anything good about this, I found that I tend to really pay attention a lot more to people because there's a lot less stimulus coming in.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly right.
It's been fun.
Maybe that's some silver lining there.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, you know, when I look at social media in the morning, or my wife turns the television on, she likes to have the news on in the background while she makes breakfast. And, then I don't feel that way. I'm like, you know what? Don't talk to me. I don't want to hear another word out of another human's mouth.
That's right. That's right. No, no, we have a rule. I've been staying with Sassy Von Fancy Pants, and I'm like, listen, I love you, but no news. Like, we can watch anything. We can listen to anything. But mostly, yeah, it just goes straight stereo. All right, is it your day? Is Tuesday your day? Choose what you like. It's your time. And so we'll get weird. And but no, no news. Turn off the social media. As soon as this show is over, there's no more news allowed in my life.
I was joking with a friend, songwriter, singer, Levi Lowry. He's great, and a Georgia guy. And we're both big fans of The Andy Griffith Show. And we can talk, we can quote dialogue from The Andy Griffith Show for hours. And just the other day, I remembered a scene where Barney Fife said something. I don't even remember what he was talking about. But Andy Griffith, in a very sweetly condescending way, said, "That's very democratic of you, Barn." And, and Barney, misunderstanding what he meant, Barney goes, "How I vote, brother, is my business." And I said that to Levi. And he said, "God, don't you miss that. Don't you miss that. How I vote is my business."
A fact. No, you're right. It's I'll be glad when this whole thing passes, because it is. It's the weirdest culmination of so many different things vying for just it's your brain. It's between the COVID and the economy and people's jobs, and then our kids going to go to school. How are you going to vote? I'm done. Like, from here through November, just tell me whatever nitwit wins, and afterwards I'll deal with whatever it is. It's just
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's a good friend of hers. They got into a huge fight about politics, of course. And it was a big thing. Like, it was one of those, I don't think I can be your friend kind of things. And I said, you know what? If I have a friend who doesn't want to be my friend because if I vote, then that wasn't my friend to begin with.
That's right. That's right. I will say, yeah, how you vote in no way will ever separate a friend from me. You know, if you were to tell me, hey, man, no, man, I don't like black people, or I have this feeling or I have that feeling. No, that'll separate you. If that suddenly pops out of someone's mouth that I know, I'd be like, hey, man, now we really can't be friends.
Right.
You know, there are certain, you know, human issues that I feel strongly about. But who you vote for? Hell, man. You know, if that's the way it was, I mean, how could I have any friends? I'm a guy who believes in the death penalty. But I'm so liberal, anybody knows that. Like, I'm wide open, but I also love guns, porn, whiskey, you know, red motorcycles.
Yeah. I thought the other day, I was like, well, you know, once again, we're faced with, and it's just my opinion, it's like a very confusing time politically.
Obviously. Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, just exactly what you just said about nitwits. Yeah. And I thought, and everybody's so, you know, extreme to the left or to the right about how bad it will be if this person's elected, or how bad it will be
if
that person's elected. And I'm like, do you not remember that we had a president that lied to all of us and then quit on national television? I mean, how is this any worse than that? Or we have a president that's impeached for diddling around in the Oval Office.
Yeah, and they say for lying, which, by as a rule, I would tell you, if you're married and you make a mistake and let some girl put her mouth on your penis, when asked about it, your first initial thought should be to deny it. I'm going to go ahead and be honest. Like, you know.
Yes. Like Eddie Murphy. Nope, wasn't me.
Yeah, that's it. You may not get away with it, but your initial thought should be, no, absolutely not. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
at any rate, I was watching the Vietnam War documentary, Ken Burns.
Yes.
On Netflix. And I thought, you know what? It's not so bad. We don't have it so bad. Look at this, you know.
No, we'll be
or
fine.
Actually, what I thought was, wow, nothing's changed in the last 100 years, really.
You know what I've done?
World.
I've pulled all my real friends a lot closer. I've realized that they're extraneous people that you don't need to know, not because they're bad, but because you're not bringing anything good. And if you're not a positive cat, and you're not putting something good into this world, if you're not moving in some fashion that I think is what we should be doing, then it's not that I dislike you. I just got to find time for my other friends. And that's just, it's just easier that way.
It is. Yeah, it is. You're right.
You know, and again, it's nobody's out. I just go, look, let's all try to be good. Here's what I look for. I look for anybody doing something good in this world, opening a door, helping an animal, being nice to old people, you know, just saying please and thank you. Any level of kindness, I try to acknowledge, see, and somehow become positive about it.
Yeah. A buddy of mine the other day was like, you know what? Everyone is responsible for their own actions. And everyone has to understand that I'm responsible for what I do. I can't control what my buddy does or my neighbor.
That's right.
Or a person across town or a person across the country. But I'm going to be a good person. I'm going to do the right thing and be good to people. The golden rule.
Absolutely, Charlie.
You know, wouldn't it be great?
And never underestimate the power of having fish in a pond that you can feed every day and silently name each one of them so that you recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a level of crazy that's fantastically rewarding and comforting in that.
That's some strange zen right there, but I understand.
Guys, you got to watch it. The Ryman Auditorium Show, blackberrysmoke.com is how you can get on. They're going to live stream it this Wednesday, 7 o'clock Kansas City time. And it's the latest EP, live from Capricorn Studios, I've worn out. Because it's just, dude, let me tell you about this. Because these great covers from Wet Willie or Allman Brothers or Little Richard, Marshall Tucker, it's like, there's songs you already love, but then done by an artist you love, there's this ultra comfort in them that is so nice and so easy to listen to, and it's been on kind of constant replay almost. I bet you I go through the whole thing every 3 days just because it makes you feel better. There's something about a song you love done by an artist you love that really is a comfort food.
Yeah, I get that. We kind of felt that way after we did it. You know, it was like, well, because we didn't go in and do it with any sort of plan, really. You know, it was just like a promotional tool for the summer tour, which couldn't happen. But at the end of the day, we were like, man, this feels good. And there may be people who want to hear it, you know. And so there you go. And of course, it was getting used to not working also. So
right.
It was like, well, we don't have anything else to do right now. So here it is.
Well, I hope we get a show here. You know, we have a drive-in. I know they're doing stuff here at that Twin Drive-In, but I know that for a band, and people don't realize this, it is almost impossible to make it financially work to do these drive-in shows, guys, because you have to limit the cars because only so many parking spaces, then so many people in them, and it costs money to go out on the road and bring a show, to bring the PA, all that happens with the road crew, the band. This is a lot. The bus costs an enormous amount of money. And so it needs to be date to date, need to make sense. So if you're doing mostly East Coast stuff, hopefully at some point you'll work your way this way, or we'll get something good going and we'll all be able to go back to regular live shows again.
Yeah. I mean, in this, you said it exactly right. Doing these, it's a massive hit that everybody takes financially, but at the end of the day, and that being said, like, in normal times, if anything like this was proposed, everybody across the board will go, no, we can't do that.
No,
we'll lose our asses. But at this point, it's like, please, something.
Yeah.
Just let us do something, you know?
How's Richard and Britt and Paul and Brandon? How's everybody doing in the band?
Everybody's fine. It was just heavenly, you know, to be together again, our little gang, you know, and we all got, you know, some of these places we had to be tested first, you know, because we're basically bringing a tube full of germs into their venue. And so we all got tested twice, and that was exciting because if you've never been stabbed in the brain, I highly recommend that you go experience that just to say that you've done it. And everybody's good. So
good, man.
It was great.
Lynn, listen, we'll see each other soon. And I'll see you Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, through my iPad. The Ryman Auditorium, blackberrysmoke.com is where you guys want to go. Check out the live show. But it's always good to hear your voice, my friend.
You too, my friend. So glad you guys are doing well.
You stay right there. Hold on, Charlie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.